The subpoenas will include all guidance issued to counties, as well as all communications between the Department of State and county election officials. Senate President Pro Tem Jake Corman said that the actions are not about trying to overturn the past election.
When we look at the results of this at the end of the day, that whether it's your eyes or my eyes or independent eyes, we can look at what we found is credible, and then hopefully it'll accomplish one of two things. Either will give us action items to better our laws moving forward for the next election, or we can dispel a lot of the concerns about the last election.
In addition to subpoenaing information pertaining to the department's controversial guidance, the committee also approved subpoenas for key voter data, including lists of all registered voters, voter activity, the method by which voters cast their ballots, and changes in voter registration. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.